Good morning, everyone. Hope you all had a good week. I hope you're looking forward to some nicer weather next week, because it's been a bit miserable the last few days. It's Tom from Sommelier with your fortnightly look into the world of wine. So this week, our friends across the channel are celebrating their Fête Nationale on the 14th of July, or as we call it in England, Bastille Day, where they celebrate and commemorate the storming of the Bastille during the French Revolution, a real turning point to set them up as a republic. So I've got no doubt in my mind that there'll be a few bottles of champagne being cracked open. So I thought I would do a little bit of a chat about champagne today and some of the costs involved, because question we quite often ask when we do our events are, is champagne worth the money? I'm assuming that question is asked because of the ease and availability of other cheaper non-champagne sparkling wines. So Prosecco, you can normally pick up a bottle for anywhere between sort of £5 and £10, which is incredibly cheap when you look at the average price on the UK shelves of a bottle of champagne being around £24. But my answer is yes. And to explain that, I want to give you a few facts and figures about the costs involved in champagne making. And this is sort of taken from a really interesting article I read in the Wine Press this week. So first of all, champagne is a lot more labour-intensive production method than a lot of winemaking. In fact, it's the most labour-intensive and one of the most lengthy winemaking processes throughout the winemaking world. It takes years to make a bottle of champagne, not just a few months like you can with some of the still wines. That being said, they do make the most money. So last year, the champagne revenue for the whole of the champagne area is an incredible 5 billion euros. And the UK is their second largest export market behind the States. However, there are great costs involved. So price of land is ridiculously expensive. So for a hectare, so the size of a football pitch, just a bit bigger than a football pitch, you're looking at anywhere between 1.5 and 4 million euros for a plot of land containing some vines, which is ridiculously expensive. And that price has gone up about fourfold over the last 25 years or so and will continue going up. Another thing to bear in mind is that champagne, the champagne houses who make the vast, vast majority of champagne, don't own the vineyards. The wine growers do, so they have to buy those grapes in. And a cost for a kilo of grapes is anywhere between £5 and £7 a kilo. And it takes 1.5 kilos to make your average bottle of wine, or average bottle of champagne. So when you're looking at your £24 on the shelf price, you're looking at anywhere between £8 and £10 of that being pure grape costs, let alone all the additional costs involved in the winemaking process. So it is an expensive product. But it's held its own in terms of value. So the price of a bottle of champagne hasn't increased as dramatically as all those other costs. So it is a real good place to look for if you're looking for quality products at a good price compared to other areas of the world. So your top Bordeaux, for example, cost you 20 times as much as your top champagnes, which is ridiculous. It's really, really quite cheap in the grand scheme of things. So what I'm going to do today is on that chain of thought, I'm going to look at three of my best value champagnes available in the supermarkets for you. So whether you just want to celebrate it being a Monday, or whether you've got a birthday coming up, or whatever your celebration, I'm going to choose three brilliant value champagnes that I think are definitely worth the money, and all under the average price of £24. So no conversation about value supermarket champagnes would be complete without mentioning Aldi's Veuve Monsigny for £12.49. It's a really, really incredible price. And this has long been, the fact that this is a quality wine has long been known. It's always in both the wine press and your regular press about being the champagne of quality to look out for. And it's won numerous awards. It's made by a husband and winemaking duo, Philizot Efi, who set themselves up in 2002 with the help of the husband's uncle, who was the ex-winemaker of the most prestigious and oldest champagne houses, Champagne Lanson. So they've got some real champagne-making knowledge going on in there, despite being a relatively new company. So for £12.49, you're getting a champagne that's got that lovely, gentle bubble, full of white stone fruits, sort of white peach flavours, and then a lovely lemon tart note coming through. Maybe a bit croissant-y as well. So typical champagne flavours. Really good stuff for £12.49. $17.99 for Majestic Wine, you can pick up the Veuve Monet. Now, this is made by a champagne house called Maison Bertin, and by their own admission, they specialise in making champagne for the European mass retail market. Now, normally, this would be something that I would shy away from. I think that the wineries who generally make just huge amounts of wine just for supermarkets maybe lack a little bit of care and attention to detail. However, Maison Bertin are also part of the Lanson Group. And as I touched upon previously with the Veuve Monsigny, Lanson produce some of the highest regarded and top wines in the whole champagne world. So being part of that group, they're getting all that winemaking expertise and knowledge and use of production methods to be able to create a brilliant wine for a cheaper price. And I think that's exactly what this is. For $17.99, it's got a lovely grapefruity note going through it. Again, a bit more warmer stone fruit than the Aldi ones. Well, as I mentioned, white peach is a bit more sort of that rich and nectarine flavour. And the biscuity note is a lot more donutty, so a lot more voluptuous and mellow and richer. So $17.99 compared to the Aldi $12.49, you're going to get a wine that's a little bit deeper and richer in flavour. So if you like your heavier style, this is one to go for. My third choice is the Tesco Finest Premier Cru. So Premier Cru relates to the vineyards that the grapes are sourced from. So in Champagne, they've got three types of vineyards. You've got your generic vineyards, you've got your Premier Cru vineyards, which are considered slightly better quality. And right at the top of the pyramid, you've got your Grand Cru vineyards. So at a lower number, but again, these are considered the top vineyards. So when you're getting a Premier Cru Champagne, it means all the grapes are coming from the Premier Cru vineyards. It's a really elegant and biscuity style of champagne. Lots of sort of pear and apple. And it's available for £20 a standard, but quite often reduced down to about £16 or so. And it's made by a Champagne Growers Union, which represents about 800 to 2,000 independent wine growers. So essentially the wine growers who haven't sold their grapes on or don't want to sell their grapes on to champagne houses can get use of the cooperative or basically big clubs, winemaking facilities to sell their grapes onto and to make their own champagne under the cooperative umbrella. So that's available for £20 and a really good quality traditional style champagne for £20. So that's my pick of the three excellent value champagnes on the UK market. So Aldi's Veuve Monsigny for £12.49. Majestic Wine, Veuve Monet, $17.99, and the Tesco Finest Premier Cru Champagne from about £20 when it's not on offer. So I hope that's given you some food for thought, something maybe if you're planning a celebration this week, you can pick one of those up and go and enjoy. If you like what you hear, please check out our other social media channels. We do loads of live tasting events, so Instagram, the Tomelier, every Saturday we're on there with a live tasting. And as we lockdown eases, we are available for those proper tasting events again. So if you're planning a tasting event or think it's be something fun to do, get in touch. Website www.tomelier.co.uk. So I said social media as well. Have a great week, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the radio show. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Thanks. Bye.